Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning and welcome to Piedmont Fellowship Churches on this beautiful Sunday morning. It's the 11th Sunday after Pentecost, so we are still celebrating the Pentecost season. And we thank God for this opportunity that God has given us to gather here and also online to worship together. It is only because of His grace that we are alive and have the ability to do the things that we are able to do. Especially to have the help to get up every morning is a blessing from God. Every day is a gift from God, so let us be thankful for that. The announcements are the regular announcements on the back of the bulletins. I don't have to go through every one of them. Please go through those. The third Thursday luncheon is going to be August 20th at the Golden Corral. Please join at 1 p.m. for a time of lunch and fellowship. And then the rest of the some Sundays that I listed there, that a couple of Sundays I will be out, but other times I will be here, depending on how my health conditions are. And we are leaving tomorrow to my clinic, so please pray for me. It's a follow-up appointment for my headaches. Other than that, Reverend Gary Thornton will be here on September 13th Sunday, so he will give us an update on the things that he will give. And thank you for your continued and faithful support in the ministries of our church with your prayers, present service, gifts, and witness. God loves a cheerful giver, and let us continue to do the work He has given us to do in this community faithfully. We take our donations on our website, so please use them as you may please, various ways you can donate. Those are the announcements that I have. Anybody have any other announcements to make? If there are no other announcements, we will continue to worship God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn. Hymn number 545 in the blue book. It's also on the screen. Please follow the Church's One Foundation. Please stand if you are able.
By her seat is blessed.
Eternal and everlasting God, we thank you for this beautiful morning that you have given us. One more day you have blessed us with to be alive in this world. And we thank you for the many blessings that you give us every day in spite of our conditions and in spite of our unfaithfulness. Lord, we thank you for your presence in our midst today and giving us the opportunity and the good health and strength in our bodies to be here to worship together as your children and also online. We thank you for the gift of your Son who came to die for us in this world, rose from the dead, and so that we can have eternity to be with you, O God. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit that you opened the way to eternal life for every race and nation by the promise that the gift that you have promised us. We thank you for sending your Spirit to kindle the faith in us and lead us into all truth, working in the church to make us faithful disciples, O God. You empower us with your Spirit every day to proclaim the living Christ through our actions and our lives in this world to every nation and every race and every group of people around the world. We thank you for the gift of this service here today, O God. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit. With all the saints in this world and angels in heaven, we adore you, we worship you, O Lord. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords. We adore you, we magnify your name, O God. May your name be blessed and your name be glorified and your people be blessed. We thank you again for your presence in our midst. Touch each and every one of us today before we leave from this place according to our needs. Bless us, Lord, O God, with your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, fellowship time now.
You should do the responsive reading. Yeah. Pastor expects you to.
Our congregation choice today is from the Red Book, page 23. And Linda, if you remember, this was one of Jack's favorite songs, Mansion Over the Hilltop. You can please stand and join us.
Satisfied with just according. Then Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to the Lord, saying,
I will sing to the Lord, who has triumphed gloriously, the horn and his rider with his own.
The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation.
This is my God, whom I will praise.
I will exalt my father's God, who is almighty, is mighty warrior, whose name is the Lord. The floods cover them, and they went down into the depths like a stone.
Your right hand, O Lord, glorious power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatter fear.
Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, terrible in glorious deeds, doing wonders?
You stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them.
In your steadfast love, you have led the people whom you have redeemed.
You have guided them by your strength to your holy abode.
You will bring them in and plant them on your own mountain, the place, O Lord, which you have made for your abode, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established.
The Lord will reign forever and ever.
Then Miriam, the prophet, the sister of Aaron, took the trimble in her hand, and all the women went out after her with trimbles and dancing, and Miriam sang to them.
Sing to the Lord, who has triumphed gloriously, the horse and its rider the Lord has thrown into the sea.
The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. This time we'll share our prayers of blessings and concerns, and together we unite in faith and pray to God for our needs and our things that we need in our lives. The prayer requests are listed at the back of the bulletin if you want to follow that. In those boxes listed there, our current prayer requests. Please pray for these items and people listed there. A couple of items I wanted to bring up are continue to pray for Carol Clements and Jerry Rains and Ronnie Ricky, Sean and Amy Conway, Pam, Jennifer Berry, also Robin Beard, if you remember him. He came here a few Sundays ago. He's the pastor, son of a previous pastor, Galvin Beard. He texted me about having a surgery tomorrow, so please, he has asked us to pray for him for tomorrow for his surgery. Robin Beard. And continue to thank God for the progress in health that our dear ones are making. Jean McPrayer, Grace Haynes, Jan Basur, Lou, Yolanda, Rich, Jean Barrington, and many, many others that God has been healing us in many different ways. And pray for Melissa Pilcher for guidance of her life and needs of her life. And pray for the people of Venezuela who are still stricken with these problems that they, after the earthquake, that God will continue to bless them with the resources that they need there, and above all, to have peace during this time. Pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, trash workers and grocery clerks and delivery people, many, many others who work behind the scenes to serve us. Let us be thankful for their services and remember them and their families. Pray for our nation, our president, vice president, leaders of the Congress and many others that make decisions, that God will give them the wisdom from above, not the human wisdom, and they make decisions that will bring peace and prosperity to our nation. Pray for the world peace. Pray for the world leaders also that they will fear God when they make decisions and will bring peace to this world. Pray for our church, that God has given us this community to serve, that God will give us the power of the Holy Spirit to be faithful in His ministry here to serve the people who are in need in various ways that they need us. Pray for all the churches, especially our Hispanic church and also all the churches around in this area. Bless the pastors and the leaders of the church and the world church at large, missionaries and many others who work in various parts of the world, spreading the love of Christ, especially in opposition among eastern parts of the world. Let us pray for them and keep them in our prayers. Those are the requests that I wanted to remind you from our prayer requests. Anybody have any special requests to add or remember in our prayers?
I would like to add the Hare family.
Who?
The Hare, H-A-R-E. Hare family. They're my cousins.
Oh, yeah.
They went to see me. They buried the sister last Saturday, and the brother died Monday.
Pray for the Hare family during this grief time, that God will come comfort them with His presence. If nobody else has anything to share, let us go to God in prayer. Spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then we'll go with a closing prayer after that. Let us pray. The scripture says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and prayer and petition and with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Gracious and merciful God, we come before you as your children. With grateful hearts, thank you for the gift of life that you have given us to live in this world, and the many blessings that you shower upon us every day, Lord, the gift of family, friends, and church, and fellowship, and many, many things that we enjoy in our lives every day, Lord, and all the things that we have and we are because of you and your gift. Thank you above all for the gift of eternal life that you have given us through your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to this world, lived among us, suffered and died and rose from the dead, so that we can have victory over death and have an eternity with you to spend forever. We thank you for sending your Spirit to sustain us every day, Lord, guiding us in every truth. And thank you for your presence in our midst, in every walk of our lives. We come before you with our burdens and concerns. So God, we live in a broken world, broken and scarred by many things evil because of our deeds also and because of our thoughts in many ways. We have grieved your heart, O God, through our actions in many different ways, and we ask forgiveness from you, O God. As we come before you with our requests, O God, help us, Lord, to trust in your mercy every day. We lift up the ones that we have been praying for and thank you for the continued progress and healing for our dear ones that we have been praying for. Thank you for being with Jean McBrayer and Grace Ains and Jan and Lou, Yolanda, Rich and Jean Barrington, and many others that we have prayed for, and bless them with your continued presence and give them peace. We also pray for those who are looking for your bodily healing, especially we lift up Carol in your hands, Lord, as she is in that facility there. Bless her with your presence as we pray together, that she will know that you are with her, your presence is with her. Fill her with your peace and comfort during this time. We pray for those who care for her to be caring and compassionate and loving and patient. We pray for Jerry Raines also, as we have heard that he is also declining his health. Bless him with your presence, O God. Strengthen him with the power of your Spirit during this hard time in his life. Pray for Ronnie, Ricky, and Sean and Amy Conway, Robin Beard, as he's going for surgery tomorrow. We pray for your special blessing beyond him. May your presence be felt tomorrow when he goes to surgery, Lord, that he can feel your presence there and comfort him with your peace during this time, and pray for the doctors and nurses and all those who care for her, for him to be knowledgeable and guided by your wisdom when they treat him during the surgery. We pray for Pam, and we pray for Jennifer Berry, and pray for all those who are looking for healing, Lord. Pray for the people of Venezuela who are suffering from the aftermath of the earthquake. Bless them with your grace and give them peace during this time. And also the relief workers who are going there to be safe, that they can do their work safely. Pray for Melissa also. Bless her with your guidance in her life. We pray for the Hare family and the Jones family as they are grieving at the death of their dear ones. And bless them with your comforting peace and presence during this time of grief. We pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions will fear God when they make decisions that will bring unity and peace to this country. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many, many others. We thank you for them and thank you for their families. And we pray for them and for their families' safety. We pray for world peace, that you will bless the world with peace during this time, and give the fear of God in the hearts of the world leaders. When they make decisions, they will fear God and bring peace to this world through their decisions, O God. We pray for our church, and we thank you for this gift of witness that you have given us to be here in this community to serve you. Guide us with the Spirit every day, Lord, and we pray for the future of the church that you will guide us according to your will and grace, and help us, Lord, to be faithful in the ministry that you are asked us to do. Pray for all the churches in this community, pastors and leaders of the churches and missionaries and various different organizations that are working for spreading your love. Bless them with your grace, O God, especially around the world and among oppositions and persecutions. Strengthen them with your power of the Holy Spirit, that they will be strong and faithful in the work that they do. Be with us today, O God, to worship you in truth and in spirit, Lord. Lift your name up in everything that we do, your name, we do here, will bring honor and glory to your name. Lord, touch each and every one of us through our singing, through our meditation of the word. Open our hearts, Lord, that we will be receiving your word with humility and be a blessing to this world. We thank you again for your blessing in our midst. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Ashes may come and take up the offertory, please.
Offering to your use and us to thy service, and keep us ever mindful of the needs of others. Amen.
Amen.
If you'll please be seated.
Are you ready for a treat today?
Yes.
Okay, our special music is going to be presented now by Jace.
Thank you.
studied classical music in college. You had to get up on stage and perform while professors give you a grade. Even though I don't do it now, I still appreciate that.
Yeah.
That you didn't just hear notes. You heard dynamics. You heard interpretation. You heard feeling. Well done, Jace. And your mother smiled all the way through.
That's my favorite song. And he decided to learn it just out of it. So I love it so much.
No,
he didn't ever study any music, and he just taught himself, I guess it was pretty soon ago, and he just decided to learn my favorite song. So that is such a blessing that it's so lovely.
Amen.
So now, if we may stand for the scripture reading. The scripture reading today is Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, God of Jacob. Look on our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in the courts, in your courts, than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you gave us to experience in this world as life and spirit. Open our hearts, O God, to receive your word with humility and obedience, that your spirit will work through your word to empower us, Lord. Guide us in your truth every day by the power of your word. As we meditate on it, Lord, illumine our souls so that we can understand the meaning of the message we hear today. Bless each and every one of us according to your will, according to your will today. As we go from this place, that we have more power to be your witnesses in the daily walks of life. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We have been talking about the various ways God is our experience in this world. He is our shelter in the stormy blast. He is the dwelling place. And here in this psalm, he's talking about a dwelling place that we will be calling home eternally. So it's not only a shelter and place in this world to find safety and peace, but also after our life in this world, we will be in a place that God is preparing for us. And that is the greatest hope of the Christian faith, that we are going to a destination. Our journey has a destination, so we are looking forward to that place. And when we sang the song Mansion of the Hilltop, that was a very beautiful song. We are just a pilgrim searching for a city, and I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that Brighton land where we will never grow old. When we were taking care of our baby years ago, and then he started growing up, he started talking. And he told me one day, "I want to grow up faster." I said, "Why?" "Oh, I want to drive the car, and you know, he was like probably 2.5 or 3, something like that. And then he asked me, "Do you want to grow older too?" I said, "Not really." So, and he was very puzzled, right? And then I got something that I never thought about that before. He didn't ask me why, but thankfully he didn't ask me why. But you and I know, as we come to a place in our life where getting older is not going to be fun, and we don't want to grow older, right? But in the song that we sang today, that we are looking forward to a place where we will never grow old. Can you believe that? That's the kind of place where God is going to take us to. I think it was Mark Twain who said in one of the famous quotes that he had, "It would have been much better that we were born as an 80-year-old and grow towards 18. It never happened, right? You know, the if that happens, you know what happens. We don't want to leave this world, right? Because we are young and healthy. And so there is an end to our life, a decline in our health. Everything has a purpose that God has designed us so perfectly. So how do we look forward to a time when we are not very happy getting older? What is the problem about getting older? The biggest fear of most of us is not death. I don't think it is, because we know we have faith, we are faith, and we trust in God, and we are not afraid of death, and most of us are not, I don't think we are. But I've asked an older gentleman in his 80s, late 80s, one time that I asked him about his health, and he said, "I'm very afraid." I said, "What are you afraid of?" And I thought he was going to tell me about dying or something like that. But he told me, "My biggest fear is not having the strength to do the things I need to do." That's a great fear that we all have. That's why after a while we don't like to get older. The fear of dependence, that we lose our freedom. And along with that, we lose a part of our personality,
yes,
who we are.
Yes.
And
amen.
I don't have to tell each of you that, right? And I am getting there. And we are all getting to that place. The fear of falling. Just the thing that you take for granted. But now you have to be very careful when you walk not to fall down.
Oh, amen.
Right? And you have a special card for it. I told her that you were going to charge parking fees for that. I'm just joking, but I'm going to be there one day.
Keep living.
So that's the fear that we all have. And I still remember when Evangeline's father, he was a very active young when he was doing the ministry, towards the end of his life, his children had to tell him that he cannot drive anymore. And they took his driver's license and car keys away. And right then and there, he started going down. A very simple thing that we take for granted, that we are not going to be able to do, and changes our whole course of life and our personality. When we were young, we used to do a lot of things that we often have. The measurement of our strength is about our muscle power and strength of our bodies. Our physical and mental health will decline as we go older, and after time, we have to depend on others for many other things, like hearing aids and glasses and walking canes and all those things. But the good news is that we are going to a place, and we are on our journey towards the end of our journey in this world, but stepping onto a world where we don't have to walk with any canes anymore, because we will never grow old. And we don't need any crutches or any Bengay or all things like that in that place. So as we get older, we get weaker in our physical body. But in the author of Psalm 84, the sons of Korah, they had a love for God's house, and this is a psalm that the sons of Korah has a little history behind them. Their parents, when they were young, struggled and fought against Moses because they didn't like Moses' leadership, and he was sometimes becoming authoritarian, and he didn't like that, they didn't like that. So they started rebelling against Moses, and Moses prayed to God. And God gave them a punishment. And the punishment was really a hard punishment that Moses even regretted praying for. The history says, the Bible says, that the earth opened up and it swallowed the whole family. That means they were sunk in a deep hole. Nobody could see them anymore. Apparently, or fortunately, their sons who were away from the home at that time when this happened were saved. And they understood what happened, and they became very faithful ministers of God, and they had a great talent of singing. So they were the singers of the temple, the sons of Korah. So that's the greatest story behind it. But they know what the presence of God is and how important it is. And in this psalm, they were longing and crying out to be in the courts of the Lord. Verse 2, we read that. My soul yearns and even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. So they started going to the temple and being there for most of the day, singing and praising and practicing their music and worshipping God, and they enjoyed the life. All of a sudden, something happened in their life that they could not go to the temple or the church anymore for some time. We don't know what the situation is. It could have been like a COVID or some plague, or we don't know. They were shut down from going to church. And we all experienced that, so we can relate to that. And that's when they wrote this song, that how lovely is your dwelling place, O God, and my soul yearns and faints for the courts of the Lord. While they could not go to church or temple, they were singing that their hearts were yearning and fainting for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar. What a great psalm that is. Why do they have that kind of love for the place of God's presence? The temple means the God's presence. To go and worship God together is a special blessing. And when they missed that, they were missing part of their life. And they were yearning and praying to God. Because the presence of God matters to them a lot. Even the sparrow has found a home in your altar, where she may have her young, a place near your altar. A swallow, a little bird, when they find a place to lay their eggs, they find the safest place possible. Because they don't want to leave or keep their young ones in any risky situation. So they find the safest place. And they were comparing that to God's altar, the temple, where God's presence is like a place where I can feel safe in this dangerous world. Safe from the harms and evils of this world. Safe from sickness, safe from pain, and safe from suffering. Because God is with me with His presence when I experience His presence. There is something special about being in the presence of God and worshiping God together. And many of us know that when we miss one day in church, we miss something. It is a blessing to be together and worship God together. We can still express our love and for the living God, for our longing to know Him. The Lord is pleased that we will be blessed when our heart's desire is to be with Him and with His people. And in verse 10, we read that one day, better is one day in the courts in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. So, one day in God's presence or God's temple together is better than the other 6 days with other people in this world. One day that is spent with the Lord in worship and praise is better than 1,000 spent elsewhere in less important ways. So this is a pilgrim song also, that the Israelites took this song and made it a pilgrim song. Pilgrims is when they go to pilgrimage every year to go to the temple from various parts of the country. They have to walk miles and miles to get there, about several days before they can get to the temple for the festival. That's an annual pilgrimage that they used to do. And while they were going and singing and pitching tents and going together, they sing this song. And there are many other pilgrimage songs in the Psalms like this, and this is one of them that they used. And blessed are those whose strength is in you. Pilgrimage during these days is not very easy. You have to travel through the trails and the hills and the valleys to go and walk up and down to get to the temple to Jerusalem. And sometimes you have to fight with the animals or insects and things on the way. And at certain times there used to be robbers on the way. So they had to go through a lot of struggles and problems to get there, and they needed the strength to continue that journey until they get there. And many of them were young children, many of them were older people. But one thing that gave them the power to move forward, even in the midst of those safety risks and problems that they have to face, is the destination. The destination gives them the motivation to go and proceed, because the destination is where God's presence is. And you probably know, when you are going to meet somebody that you love, you don't care about the rest of the world. You just care about that person. I've seen many, many times on the TV, the military families gathering in the airports, waiting for their dear ones coming back from service with little children. And it is very touching to see those, the news people tell, show that when they come back from their service. The family will be waiting there anxiously to see their dear one coming after a while from the dangerous zone of war. And they have only one thing and only one thing in their mind, to see that person, my dad or my husband or my son, whoever is coming. And nothing else matters. There will be thousands and thousands of people going by them. They don't care about them. They don't even see them. They are not attracted by any of the gift shops or restaurants or anything nearby. Nothing, even the fancy places of park for children does not really give them any kind of attraction. But they have one thing in their mind, to see the face of that person that they are waiting for. That's the kind of longing that they have as pilgrims when they go to Jerusalem. To see and experience the presence of God, to be with God. And that is our power when we go through our struggles in this world. Even when our bodies grow weak, when we go through pains and sufferings that we may not like the things in our lives anymore, and we are afraid of many things that scare us every day, there is one thing that keeps us going, is about the place that we are heading to. We have a destination that we are going to. A traveler climbing a mountain, and there is the power of God to strengthen us as we go through these valleys. Just like David sang in Psalm 23, as I go through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. So we have a God who is with us during our journey, regardless of our condition of our bodies or our situations in our life. He will give us the strength to carry forward. And this is a beautiful picture of growing older with God. So growing older is one thing, but growing older with God is a completely different thing.
Amen.
growing older with God is always an enjoyable journey. Even though sometimes there is pain and suffering and grief that we have to go through, troubles and things that we may not like, God is there with me, and we carry the things that God is going to tell you, cast all your cares on me, give them to me, I will carry your burden, that we can rest easy, that there's a God who is more powerful than any other problems that is outside. So you don't have to be as strong as you used to be. You only have to trust God with the strength that you need for every day. So your strength may change, but your purpose does not change. Our purpose is to complete the journey, to meet our Savior face to face and be with Him. So sometimes we think I can do what I used to do, or perhaps no longer people think that I'm useful for this world anymore, but that's not the case. If God has given us one more day to live in this world, there is a purpose for God behind it. The world may not see it like that, but God has a purpose for it. Moses was 80 when God called him to a new assignment to lead the people. Caleb, who went and looked at the promised land, was 85 when he was sent for a mission to spy on the promised land. And many others that recent history. John Wesley was preaching 5 days a week when he was in his 90s. Not like this year today. He was riding the horse, going from church to church every day. So riders, circuit riders.
Amen.
And Billy Graham was 87 when he preached the last crusade. So when getting older may not be fun sometimes, but it can be fun when we think of the purpose that God has given us to accomplish in this world. But God is not asking you to do everything that you once did. You probably would like to do the things that you did once, but God is not asking you to do the things that you did in the past. God is giving you new faces in your lives, that He will give us the strength to do the things that we can do in many different ways. Our ministry may change. Our pace of life will change definitely. Our responsibilities will change. And our body definitely changes. But God's faithfulness and His purpose for us is not changing. So that is for the purpose that He has given us here. Blessed is he whose strength is in God, is the greatest strength that we can get. It is the greatest strength that nobody else can give us. Nobody applauds the person who gets up every morning and keeps going. Nobody sees the older man or woman who wakes up with aches and pains but still say, "Thank you, Lord, for another day." Nobody sees the person who has lost friends and family members but still comes to church and worship every Sunday. That is a different power. That's a different strength only God can give us. God sees us, and that is the strength that this psalmist is talking about, that this Korah sons are talking about, that it is strength to strength. In verse, we go from strength to strength. Verse 4, "Blessed are those who dwell in your house, they are praising you. Blessed are those who strengthen you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage." Verse 7 says, "They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion." It is not from weakness to strength. It is not from failure to success. It is from strength to strength. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. If He gives you one more day to live this world, He has a purpose for you. And He will give the strength to carry on for the next day. So let us pray for today's strength, because tomorrow is not mine. If He gives me one more day, it's tomorrow. He will give me the strength to carry on for tomorrow. So that is what this strength to strength means. One day at a time, O God. We can do many things in this world because God has given us one more day to be here. We can be more strong in serving God through our prayers. We can be more strong in forgiving others. We can be more strong in loving others. we can be more strong in helping others in whatever way we can. So many different ways that God has given us to be here, to be stronger. Then the trials and sufferings are also a way of making us stronger. The ones who have passed through the trials and sufferings know that they are stronger after that. And also you will be becoming a source of strength to other people who have to go through those situations in their lives. And we know that our journey ends. And where does it end? It ends in Zion. And Zion is the city of God that they're calling Zion. We are also going to an eternal Zion, the spiritual Zion, the city of God that we are marching. And on that day, when we reach there, there will be somebody who will be receiving us with a warm smile in his face and saying, "Good, well done, my servants. You won the race, fought the good fight, and finished the race successfully." It is not about winning the game. It is about finishing the race. And on that day, we don't need a cane, we don't need a walker, we don't need any medication. We don't need glasses, or we don't need hearing aids. We don't need someone to help us to get up. We will be with God, and He will give us the strength to do everything that we will, praising God for every day.
Amen.
So, don't ask yourself, how much strength do I have? Ask yourself, I have more strength than I had yesterday because God is there with me. You will go from strength to strength. One strength for one season and the strength for another season. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. And the strength sufficient to make the last journey home. As one commentary observes like this, the phrase can be understood as successive stages of renewed strength as the pilgrims continue toward God's presence. In 2 Corinthians, Paul said that, "Even though our outer body is being destroyed, our inner spirit is being renewed day by day. When our hands become weaker, may our grip on God become stronger. When we finally come to the end of our earthly journey, may we discover that we were never going from strength to weakness, we were going from strength to strength, until one day we appear before God in Zion together. Our pilgrimage will end, and we reach the goal that God has placed before us. The sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a net, and we are going to be like that in God's presence, peacefully resting with our dear ones eternally." May the good Lord bless us with these hopeful words as we go from this place to be powerful witnesses for Him in the days to come. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is 133, "Leaning on the Everlasting Arms." It's on the screen also. If you are able, please stand for the closing hymn, "Leaning on the Everlasting Arms."
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. everlasting house. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
People of God, the scripture reminds us to go from strength to strength, not from weakness to strength, but strength to strength. Because every day, God's strength is with us for that day. So go in the knowledge that God's presence will give you the strength and to fulfill His purpose in this world every day of our life. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you.